OK， 好，那么下面看一下第18句 ，sentence number 18， 请跟我读一下 ，My brother is a member of the faculty. He teaches economics. Faculty 这个词我讲过了，是集合名词，指一所学校的全体老师，所以这个词呢没有复数形式。和它类似的词还有一个词叫 cattle， 很多的牛，牛群 ，people 很多的人，对不对？好，那么看一下。这地方的话，我想补充一个词汇叫 school 就是指的大学下属的二级学院，比如说某某大学的商学院我们叫 business school， 它的法学院我们叫 law school， 它的外语学院我们叫 foreign language school。 这个 school 一定是指的是下面的二级学院，大学下面的二级学院哈。那么现在中国很多大学呢啊，这个很多学院都改名叫大学了，然后把自己的系呢通通改名叫学院啊，不管这个系有多小啊都改名叫学院。所以说的话哈，在这个最后的年终总结表彰大会上啊，这个院长啊，这个校长非常自豪啊，向全校师生发表讲话，说的啊，我们的系呢都已经改成学院了，同学们从今以后我们学校就没系了啊，没系了，的确是没系了。我们有时候啊不能光注重一些表面的东西，应该真正提高自己的这个我们说这个能力啊，这个学术水平，对不对？这麻省理工学院人家就叫学院，怎么了？人家水平就是全世界排一流的，对不对？他不一定要改名叫麻省理工大学啊才有人尊敬他，这是另外一个问题，对不对？ OK， 好，那么看一下这个第19啊，看一下这个第19句啊，第19句大家看一下这个地方啊，我刚刚讲过一个是叫 curricular， right？啊，这个课程表 curriculum， 课程叫 curriculum， OK， 那么课外的叫 extracurricular， right？ 那么这句话跟我读一下， John has extracurricular activities， he's on the football team。 那么这个课外活动的话也可以用一个比较简单的词来代替啊，就是 after class activity， 这是完全可以的哈。那么注意一下，参加这个词我们在这儿用的是什么呢？哎，用的是 on 这个介词。比如说我参加了学校乐队，我可以说 I'm on the school band， I'm on the school band， right？ 好，注意一下。那么现在的话咱们把这个17 18 19的这个练习做一下啊。对不起啊，不是的，下面咱们把我们上面讲的三句话的练习做一下。好，请大家翻到课本的第304页啊，第304页。请大家看到练习16，我祖父是一个小学的校长。My grandpa is a headmaster of a grade school. My grandpa is a headmaster of a grade school. 他的父亲是大学校长。His father is the president of a university.His father is the president of a university. 看一下第18。我表姐是中学教师，她教音乐。My cousin is a teacher of a high school. She teaches music. She teaches music. 布朗是大学老师，他教国际政治。Brown is a teacher of a university.He teaches international politics. Irene is 大学教授，她讲授大众传媒。Irene is a professor of a university. She teaches mass media. 19. 我有很多课外活动，我参加了网球队。I have lots of after class activities. I'm on a tennis team.他的课外活动并不多，他只参加了剧社。He doesn't have lots of after class activities. He's just on the drama club. 我们的课外活动很丰富，我们参加了足球队和排球队。We have lots of after class activities. We are on the soccer team and volleyball team. 好，下面咱们看一下本课的最后一个句型，我们要学习的啊。Let's say number 20, 第二十句。In this college, students train to become teachers and engineers. 这里边呢有一个短语一定要掌握，就 train to become, 被培养成为哈。啊，来看一下，我们把这个句子重新改造一下，我们来说一下。我说，在这所大学，学生们被培养成为啊高中老师，怎么说？In this university, students train to become high school teachers. 那是什么学校啊？师范大学，对不对？那么现在把学校的种类给大家说一下。师范大学叫 normal university. Normal university. 师范大学。那么重点大学叫 key university.综合大学叫 Comprehensive University， 然后咱们函授大学叫 Correspondence University， 这学校的种类啊，大学里边的种类可以说是，这些单词的话也是非常重要，希望大家能够掌握。好，现在我们看一下练习，请看到304页的20，练习第20。在这所大学，学生们被培养成为医生和护士。In this university, students train to become doctors and nurses. 在这所大学，学生们被培养成为工程师。In this university,Students train to become engineers. 在这所学校里边，在这所学院里，学生们被培养成为军官。In this college, students train to become officers. 好的，现在咱们进入专题练习部分，复习本科学位的内容。好，请大家翻到书的第305页。看到有问有答部分，那么有问有答部分的话，我们选取一些最常用的来进行练习。那么大家看到第一个 Number one， 对于画下限线的地方，我先给出汉语，然后你请同学在电脑前面给出英语，然后看一下 check 一下你的答案和我们的参考答案是不是一致。 Number oneIf I want to enter college, when should I apply? 你应该现在就申请。You should apply now. Number two, when did you enter high school?
我十五岁进了中学。
I entered high school at age of 15.Number three, I have an offer from Harvard University.
真的吗？祝贺你。
Really? Congratulations. Number four, 第四题。Do you live off campus?
不，我住在学生公寓。
No, I live in a student's dorm.Number five, my major is economics.
你的专业是什么？
What's your major? I'm majoring in music. Number six, how many mandatory courses should you take?
我们必修六门课程。
We have to take 6 mandatory courses. Where's the administration building? Number 7. Where's the administration building?
在体育馆的后面。 It's behind the gym. 8. What kind of grades did you make in college?
我的成绩还不错。
I made good grades. 9. When will you graduate from college?
我今年6月从大学毕业。
I'll graduate from college this June. 10. The final exam is coming.
我得赶快突击一下了。
I'd better start cramming. 11. Is the students' cafe very crowded now?
不，只有几个人在那里。
No, there are just a few people there. 12. Have you got enough credits for graduating?
还没有呢。Not yet. 好的，下面我们看到身临其境的对话练习。请大家翻到课本的第307页。
Applying for graduate student school.
重新说一遍。Applying for graduate school. 申请读研究生对话二。那么在画象限的部分呢，我会给出汉语，然后的话咱们一起来把它用英语的意思表达出来。这个对话是 Irene 和 Paul。Irene 是某大学研究生招生办的工作人员。Paul 呢想到这个学校来读研究生，所以说下面是他们两个的一个对话。你对我们的研究生项目有兴趣吗？
Are you interested in our graduate programs?
Yes, I am interested in applying for graduate school here.
All right.
Do you have some specific questions?
Not really.
I'm in Madison visiting a friend, and I would like to go to school here too, so he told me to come to this office.
你已经递交了申请了吗？
Have you sent the application?
No, I haven't sent the application.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you,But the deadline for application has already passed.
I'm sorry.
那意味着什么呢？
What does that mean?
That means it is already too late to apply for school this fall semester.
Really?
Sure. So if you apply, you must apply to begin first semester next year.
That is January next year, yes?
没错
Exactly.
Alright, could you tell me what I need in my application?
All the information is included in the application packet.
I'm sure it is. But could you tell me also?
All applicants to the graduate schoolMust have 3 letters of recommendation, a personal statement, and 1 resume. Also, all graduate students must have GRE or GMAT scores sent to us by the testing center.
那么申请费是多少钱呢？
And what's the application fee?
The application fee is $40.
All right.
Give me one application pack, please.
给你吧，你拿着。
Here.
你真是太好了。
It's very kind of you. Thank you.